I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Lots of name-calling, candidates talking over each other, topics that would normally come up in a junior high locker room. Yep, that was last night's Republican presidential debate. Even if you were watching, you might have missed this. Two candidates, Senator Marco Rubio and Governor John Kasich, said they would deploy U.S. troops on the ground in Libya. Here's Kasich.
We have to be there on the ground in significant numbers. We do have to include our Muslim Arab friends to work with us on that. And we have to be in the air.
Both Kasich and Rubio talked about Libya as the next front in the American war against ISIS. So how would that work out, American soldiers on the ground in Libya? Borzu Daragahi is a Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed News. He recently was in Libya, reporting an in-depth story for BuzzFeed called Broken Land. Pretty accurate title, it sounds, Borzu, but what would U.S. troops do there? Can you even imagine that?
Well, it's hard to imagine that right now. Mr. Kasich had a good point about, you know, partners on the ground. And right now you have a situation where Libya is so fragmented. You have basically two camps that control huge swaths of the country and they're fighting each other. In addition, you have another government based in neighboring Tunisia, which is the internationally recognized UN-backed government. So you have like three governments. And in addition to that, every single town you go to in Libya has a different security configuration. So it's like, who would be your partners on the ground there? Who's legitimate? Who has the authority to say, yes, American troops are our friends and we want them here? Your friend today could be your enemy tomorrow, given the situation there on the ground.
Give me a sense of, within that chaos, how real a force ISIS really is.
ISIS is a real force. They control the city of Sirte and about 100 miles of coastline near the city of Sirte. In addition, they have presences in other cities, including Derna, Benghazi, in the capital, and as well in the city of Sobrata, where they were hit by the U.S. airstrike that caused them to scurry around a little bit and get into firefights with other militias on the ground there. So ISIS is a worry. They do launch attacks. They are drawing recruits from other countries as well as from Libya. It's a serious concern.
You know, foreign policy doesn't often emerge as a serious talking point in U.S. presidential campaigns. I'm just wondering, from your vantage point, Borzu, does it seem the Republicans are seriously concerned about Libya or simply trotting out the Libya case because it shows that a Democrat in the White House can mess things up, opening up safe territory to ISIS in Libya like many believe the Republican White House did with Iraq in 2003?
I mean, I don't want to get into the whole partisan debate. But, you know, I would say about Libya, there is a whole argument that, like, you know, Hillary pushed us into toppling Gaddafi, and now Libya is a mess, just like George W. Bush pushed America into toppling Saddam Hussein. Now Iraq is a mess. I don't think it's comparable from my point of view, because the Libyans themselves rose up. And they took up arms and they formed themselves into units and they went to war against Gaddafi, who was a brutal tyrant. And he was about to commit a massive war crime against the city of Benghazi. And the Libyans went to the international community and said, please help us. Could you imagine if the U.S. had said, no, we're not going to help you, and what the consequences would have been and how that would have gone down historically in terms of U.S. mistakes and U.S. acquiescence to atrocities abroad. Where the mistakes were made was in that post-Gaddafi period, those first few months, where, as a nice New York Times piece pointed out, America sort of lost interest and didn't focus on that reconstruction and rebuilding institutions in that country and helping it get back on its feet after 40 years of dictatorship. And you can't just blame Hillary or the U.S. for that. It was really the Europeans who said that, no, we got this one because Libya is our backyard and we buy oil and gas from Libya. And we have historic ties to Libya. And they're the ones who, I think, share a huge amount of the blame for not being more actively engaged.
Borzu Daragahi, Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed News. His recent article on Libya is called Broken Land. Borzu, thanks for your thoughts.
It's been a pleasure.